You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. On this Tuesday, commentator Dr. Gary Joyner takes a look back to April 13, 1873, in Grant Parish, Louisiana, to examine the events that led to the Colfax Riot and why its history matters.
When Confederate General Robert E. Lee surrendered at Appomattox Courthouse in Virginia, the United States Civil War came to an end. But it would be months before the fighting finally ended, and it would be years before the aftermath of the war, called Reconstruction, would end. In Louisiana, the end of the war came slowly. Because only South Louisiana was conquered by the Union Army, many in Central and North Louisiana believed in their hearts that they were never defeated. Reconstruction might have been different had President Lincoln not been assassinated. The radical Reconstruction that occurred following his death was particularly unkind to the South and was most severe in Louisiana, where hostilities of the spirit and mind never ceased. Louisiana politicians attempted to reorganize the old social system, beginning by instituting the Black Code of 1865 in an attempt to restore the plantation economy, with blacks as poorly paid laborers instead of slaves. In March of the following year, Congress passed the Military Reconstruction Act. Major General Philip Sheridan was appointed the military governor of Louisiana and Texas. He arrived and immediately began to use troops to enforce his will, which include disenfranchising all ex-Confederates. Sheridan and his successors implemented this radical Reconstruction, which became the defining period for American social and racial politics. Its backlash instituted violence and later Jim Crow politics and set the stage for the racial tensions we still experience today. Over the years, pressure built. Neither the Federals nor the disenfranchised Confederates backed down, creating a cycle of action and retribution. In 1872, William Pitt Kellogg, a Republican Yankee carpetbagger, became governor of Louisiana in a highly contested election. Once in office, he tried to placate both sides by allowing all politicians in contested races to take office. This dual government spawned the worst event of Reconstruction violence in 1873, when, in Grant Parish, two groups vied for control. What happened next is still hotly debated today. The Colfax Riot was the bloodiest single instance of racial violence in the United States during Reconstruction. Fearing that local white Democrats would seize power, hundreds of armed black militia and their families gathered in Colfax and commandeered the parish courthouse. Under the leadership of William Ward, a former slave, Union Army veteran, Republican state representative, and militia captain, they formed military squads and established control of the area they commanded. Within days, a white force of Democrats from Grant Parish and other parishes as far away as Caddo gathered by the hundreds at an armed camp near the town of Montgomery. They issued an ultimatum, threatening an assault if the black militia did not leave Colfax. The blacks remained steadfast, and the white militia moved on Colfax. Shots were fired by both sides north of town. During the fray, the courthouse was set afire, and those inside were shot or burned to death. At the end of the battle, several men were dead, and the numbers are disputed even to this day. Figures range wildly from 50 to over 150. The U.S. Army's nearest unit, the U.S. 7th Cavalry, was not close enough to quell the violence. Three white men were tried for their actions in the riot. During the next 3 years, the case wound its way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, where their convictions were struck down, almost reversing the recently enacted 14th Amendment to the Constitution. The U.S. Army ultimately withdrew, and Reconstruction collapsed. The next 80 years saw segregation, arch-conservative rule, and the disenfranchisement of blacks. Only the civil rights movement and constant oversight attention by the federal judicial system brought back a sense of balance. Those of us who study Reconstruction, even 135 years later, clearly understand that history matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.